Today is the 5th of November. We started the lesson number 5 of the second course of the Divine Buddhist Vehicle, Cause and Effect. Trước khi vào buổi học, mình chắp tay niệm hồng danh Đức Bổn Sư 3 lần. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Today we go to the lesson number 5, cause and effect. Cause and effect, everybody understands that. But most of them understand, you know, not completely or a little bit wrong. We'll learn about that later. Whole lesson about this subject, cause and effect, everybody knows that. You give out something, you expect to receive something. Or whenever something happens, you know, you expect something to happen next. That's what we call by the cause and effect. If we cause to do something, we expect to have something. That's cause and effect. But that's not simple. Introduction. The universe works following a universal law, which is cause and effect. That's easy to understand, right? Sometimes we think that, well, some philosopher in the time, or even including today, some people know, think that, well, there's something mysterious in the world, or some creature or some being, you know, which control all of this stuff, because they cannot understand, they cannot explain anything, everything. So they think that, well, that's the reason for it. But when we try to probe into it, when we try to learn more about it, we observe about it, when we meditate about it, we see that the whole universe, that is everything in the world, works following a law, which is cause and effect. Humans act irresponsibly because of ignorance. Buddha promoted that law. So people act irresponsibly. Why? Because humans, you know, most of them don't understand this law, or they just ignore it. So they suffer, and they act irresponsibly. Because why? Because they think that, well, they can provoke some cause, they can produce some cause, and they don't expect to receive the effect of it. But the Buddha promotes this law because he is an enlightened one. He is an enlightened one. He understands that whenever we do something, we expect to receive something. Even the Buddha, you know, in his time, whenever he was still practicing, he suffered also the consequence. Remember the ten incidents of the Buddha, Shakyamuni? The Buddha Shakyamuni, he received, you know, this unhappiness because of his karma. So the Buddha promoted this law because he knows that if we human, we understand this law, the cause effect, whatever we do, we expect to receive something, or we expect to be punished or reward. So the Buddha promoted that law. Why? Because he wants us, you know, to be more responsible. Whatever we do, we expect to receive the consequence of it. The main subject, in the Vietnamese and Chinese, you know, it's a little bit different. In Vietnamese, they call them nhân quả. In English, you know, we cannot translate in English, you know, very worldly, because nhân means the seed, and quả means the fruit. We cannot translate into nhân quả into seed fruit. Nobody understands anything, right? But then there's the word in English, they say the cause and effect. Causation, you know, is not really good, because causation means that something, you know, will produce another thing. But we learn later that, you know, something cannot produce another thing yet. Definition, what is cause and effect? Cause is the origin, effect is the result. Easy to understand, right? Like, you know, if you eat, you expect to be full. Or if you're hungry, you expect to suffer. If you hit someone, you expect him to be angry or to hit you back. So everything, you know, has a cause, and everything will have an effect. The cause is the sprout, effect is the fruit. It's like, you know, a small plant, we call them the sprout. The cause is the sprout, and the effect is the fruit from the plant. The cause is the action, effect is the consequence. Not really reaction, because some people understand it a little bit wrong. They say the cause and effect mean action and reaction. Not really. Sometimes it can be like that, but not all the time. Because if we understand cause and effect like action and reaction, mean that whenever we produce something, we expect to receive something right away. But many times we cannot. Like, you know, you study now. You have studied one course already. And now you go into the second course of Buddhism. Sometimes you don't think that you have anything different at all. But some other people, when they meet you, they talk to you, they think that, well, you know something. It's like, you know, you go to school. After a couple of years, you know, somebody meet you and then think, well, you're smarter, you know more, right? Or like when you go to college, you go into engineering classes or some classes like that, and after a couple of years, you graduate and you become an engineer or something. People who didn't go, didn't receive it. So if you learn, you expect to have something. Without cause, there's no effect. Easy to understand, right? If you don't understand, say right away. Because if you don't produce anything, we don't have anything, right? If you don't put any money in the bank, your saving account is like a blank, blank, blank. So you understand that without cause, there's no effect. But whenever we understand, most of us know, just understand like this. That is, you know, we have a seed, a plan, we put it down, and then we expect to have a plan. That's wrong. We learn about that. We have to learn about the characteristic of the cause and effect. So we understand that law. That law is universal. Nobody, you know, can escape from it, even the universe itself. The universe itself, you see, because there was something, like, you know, the solar system come from the moon, right? I mean the sun, right? Theoretically speaking, you know, when the sun, you know, spin hard, it put out something, some rope. This rope, you know, cool down and then turn round. That is gravitate, you know, around the sun and become the solar system, all with of course the planets. The earth, you know, is the third rock from the sun, right? So then if you see that, because the sun, you know, cough up something, and then now, you know, we stay here. We live in this rock, I mean on this rock, right? So then there's cause and effect, even the universe. And someday, you know, the sun, you know, will cool down, and then we go on, go away. Of course, you know, we go away before that, don't worry. What are the characteristics of cause and effect? We have four of them. First, the effect is related to the cause. Easy to understand, right? Such cause and such effect. Like an orange seed brings up orange plant. Studying guitar enables playing guitar. Easy to understand, right? It's like, you know, if you have an orange seed, you try to plant it, and you expect, oh, I will get a big avocado. Never. Right? So that's easy to understand. Now you're studying guitar. You play guitar, you know, somebody teach you to play guitar and say that, give me the horn and I can blow it. Or give me the clarinet, I can play it. Say, which one? I don't understand. You can, you know, understand later because these are related. But then, you know, it's to say that you go to learn guitar and then they teach you how to cook, you know, there is this and that. You didn't go to culinary class. So you cannot get it. So the effect is related to the cause. Sometime, you know, later on, you will think that the effect is not related to the cause at all. But when we dig down, we try to find out, we see that they are all related. But we don't see it very clear. That's easy to understand, right? If you don't understand anything, stop me right away. Second, characteristic of the cause and effect. So first characteristic, the effect must be related to the cause. Second, a sole cause cannot produce effect. That is, you know, if you have only one orange seed, we put it out on this table, you see, I will have orange later. Dream on, because you never get it. A sole cause cannot produce any effect. You need many different factors. We call them factors. In Vietnamese, they call them duyên. That is different cause, different factors, different cause to produce one effect or many effects. So many grounds needed to produce a result. A sown seed cannot bring up a plant. Unique cause is bad theory. That is anything in life. Sometimes you think that one cause produces one effect. Like, you know, I'm angry or I'm upset about something. I go through the hall of the school and then it's some guy like this. He turned around, he hit me back right away. So you see that this cause and produce this effect right away. But then if you dig down, you see that where the cause might be different. Because if this guy, didn't like me, or if he's also angry, he hit hard. But if he was my friend, I just hit him, and then he said, "What's wrong with you? He didn't hit me back, right?" Or if he was like a teacher, and I hit like that, oh my God, I get more than a hit. So then, that depends. A soul seed cannot bring up the plant. That is, a soul cause can produce effect. That is, that brings us to the corollary. Corollary, that is, a soul cause is bad theory. Because some people will think that, well, there must be someone or something, which produce everything, right? I'm not talking only about religion, but in the time of the philosophers, all the humans, dream about that. They like this. Like, even nowadays, some physicists, they think, they dream about what they call by the universal theorem. You heard about that? That is, an equation, which can explain everything in the world. They go to they come to the E equal MC 2. And they think that, oh, that's good enough. But then it still cannot explain the quantum theory, the quantum physics. So then they have to come up with the string theory, all the stuff. So then, keep people dream, always dream about that. And some philosopher in the time, we call them the philosopher's stone. Have you read this Harry Potter book? The Sorcerer's Stone. You know that? Yeah, good. That's good book. Everybody read it. I read it too, many times. I watched the movie too. Okay. So then, Sorcerer's Stone means that something which can explain everything, which can produce everything. So then, even in China, in the time, you see the Tao people, the people who are what called by Taoists, they dream about that. And Tin Shi Huang, the guy who built the Great One of China, he also dream about being like a immortal. So he sent someone to find out all these drug thing to make him immortal forever. So then, that is a dream of human. But the Buddha, he is enlightened one. He said that you waste your time. There is nothing which can produce everything. That's true. Just look at you. You need your dad and your mom to have you. If you have only your mom, no dad at all, how can you be present here? Or if you have only a dad, you don't have a mom. Probably, your mom died or something like that, suppose, see? But you need many things to produce something. Not only one thing to produce something. Like we just take an example of the orange seed, right? So then you need the orange seed, of course. You need the soil, you need humidity, you need even some a compost, or some, you need some care, somebody to take care of it. And you need also to take care of it, because a bird or something, or small animal can dig the plant up and eat it. So then, a soul cause cannot produce effect, and the unique cause is the bad theory. Because people try to explain, and whenever they don't understand, they cannot explain anything, they will rely on things. They put it in their dream, and they think that, there must be something which can produce everything, which can explain everything for me. Someday, you think about that, because you cannot explain anything. In fact, we cannot explain everything now. Truthfully, we can explain only a couple of things. You remember what we say before about the egg and chicken? You just see, look at the chicken. Who happened first? The chicken or the egg? So then, you become like perplexed. You can say, at the beginning there was a chicken, or at the beginning there was an egg. We cannot explain it. We cannot explain it, truthfully. Because now, you say, there were chicken, it could be right too, because the chicken can lay egg. But then, one chicken cannot lay egg. So then there might be two chicken. Or if you say one egg, now one egg can hatch into a chick, and then the chick grow up to be a chicken, and then the chicken stay there, become old and die. That's it, right? So what happened? So we can understand it. So then there are theories, evolution theories, or God theories, or now they call them intelligent design theory. All of them are theory. That is, they cannot be proven. But the Buddha taught us that don't waste your time thinking about the universe, because all the things in the world, in the universe, are interrelated. Something produces something. But like your Earth, you see, we live in a short time, and our mind, our vision is very narrowed. So we see only one thing. We see that there's a seed, the orange seed, and we see that, well, after a while it becomes a plant. And after many years, it will give us an orange. That's it. But we don't see that before that seed, there was another plant, right? Everybody see it? No, most of the time we don't see beyond that. But so then, there must be other plants before that. And then after this orange, there will be something else. So the second characteristic of cause and effect is the soul cause cannot produce effect. You understand that, right? The third characteristic, there's effect in cause and cause in effect already. Ah, that's good. Because you see, sometimes we think that, well, the cause will produce the effect. But the Buddha taught us that whenever you have a cause, there's already the effect in it. And whenever you see the effect, you see the cause of it only. So whenever you see the effect, you might understand the cause. That's easy to understand, right? You can guess. But then when we see the seed, most of us human, regular human, we don't see the effect yet. Most of the bodhisattva, the enlightened one like the Buddha, they see the effect already. If you study Buddhism, if you are Buddhist, you study about it and you meditate about it, you see the effect before. It happened already. Why? Because you understand such cause, such effect, right? So then if you do something wrong, you will receive something wrong. You expect something wrong. When you do something bad, you expect something bad. When you do something good, you expect something good. When you plant the seed of the orange, you expect to receive a plant and an orange. If you plant the rice, you expect to harvest the rice. That's easy to understand. So the cause is already in, the effect is already in the cause. I don't talk too much, about the cause already present in the effect, because you only know, right? Because whenever we see the effect, we understand the cause. We see the relation sometimes. Sometimes we don't see the relation yet, but there's cause for it. But with the cause only, we don't see the effect yet. If you don't study, if you don't meditate, you don't understand it. Like you see, I'm hungry, right? Usually you see that, you understand that if I'm hungry, I get a Big Mac, large fry, big gulp, probably no ice cream, no problem. I'm fat. So then, I eat on this and I become full. And then, somebody say, hey, I just got some money. Go to Kentucky Fried Chicken with me. I pay. I say, okay, go get it. If I already ate this, see, if I'm smart enough and say that, cause and effect, right? I'm full. Now I put in more. Either I cannot put them all or I get stomachache. Right? You understand right away. Like that, you understand the effect of it. You don't need to know about rocket science to understand of this. But many times we don't. That is, see, you say, oh, as long as it's free, go get again. And then you say, hey, miss, can I have a brown bag? Because I can eat a little because of the greed. The effect in the cause is like this. Or like you go to school, right? Now, if you go to class regularly, every day, you do your homework, try not to get a D or an F. You expect what? You expect at least to graduate. That is, to go to the next class next year. Of course, you see. Or, you get graduates. So if you do it regularly like that, but if you don't want to study, if you miss school or you do something bad, now you understand already that, I may have to go to summer school, right? So there's already the effect in the cause. Anything in the world like that. Cause is what hasn't shown effect. Effect is what hasn't show cause, but cause and effects are interrelated in time endlessly. That's what we want to emphasize on this. Because now we learn about Buddhism, and we know that everything in the world are interrelated. That is, no, something is linked to another. Sometimes we can think about that and say that, okay, my neighbor, no, I never talk to them. They just close the door. I know they, you know, behind the window, they peep on me, but we never talk to them. So they were not related at all. But be careful, because they can look at you and then they can call, hey, Werner, I see this guy, the Chinese boy, you know, he could wash in his car today. So don't think that, you know, you're not related to them. All of us, you know, are interrelated. Interrelated also, you know, means in endlessly. Because see, we have learned that for the cause, there must be an effect. So if we see the effect, it must have a cause. So if we see that cause, you know, is the effect of something else before that. And before that, there was something else. There was a cause in the past which produced this effect today. And the cause of today, you know, will have an effect in the future. And will become the cause in the future. One other thing, the shirt you wear. Sometimes we see that, well, I have this shirt because my mom bought it for me. Or because, you know, I did good, so then my dad, you know, brought me to Gap. Sometimes, you know, you say things like, ooh, cool. And you see only until that point. But you didn't see that before that, you know, there must be a store you can go to. Or there must be, you know, somebody, you know, who produced this. There must be some manufacturer, you know, who produced the shirt. And before this, you know, there were some people, you know, who planted the cotton field. There must be a cotton field, you know, which plant the cotton and make this shirt for you. So then the shirt, you know, come before that, and beside the shirt, you know, you have also the button. The button is made of plastic. So then, you know, there were some other plants. So then you see that all of these stuff, you know, are interrelated. That is, you know, if you look at the shirt, you see, you know, like a thousand of different people. Sometimes you don't see it at all. You see that, oh, big deal. This shirt, you know, costs only like $10. If you have a Gap, you know, oh, $50. But then, you know, it's only a shirt. We don't see everything, you know, very clear. But everything, you know, in the world are interrelated. And sometimes, you know, after that, you know, you wear it for a while, it becomes worn out, you give to someone. Someone, you know, can wear it, or you don't give to someone, you use as a rag. Well, like to wash your car, or wash your floors, you can use it, you can do it. So then everything in the world is interrelated. So there's effect in cause and cause in effect, and endlessly. Cause and effect are interrelated in time endlessly. We don't expect us to know whenever we die. Like, you know, if I die, think that, well, probably, you know, oh, he died, you know, that's it. No problem. If I die, somebody, you know, like, roast me up, something. What I mean, you see, that you go and they burn me. They can put me in the urn or something like this. But some people, you know, will be put in the soil. They bury me. After they bury me in a while, you know, and some people, you know, want to dig me up, and you see what happened. It become dirt, right? It become very smelly, but it become dirt. So, if I don't die, you know, in a coffin, if they don't bury me, they can put me in, I mean, you know, like if I die, you know, in the forest, some animal, you know, can eat me, and then some part of my body will become soil to feed the plants. So, whenever somebody, you know, go through this forest, they pick up a leaf, they're part of me in it. Right? Yes. Everything interrelated. Now, we talked about that before, right? Whenever you exhale, this man, you know, inhale. You say, ooh, that's gross. But that's the truth. You have to breathe in and breathe out. Can you hold your breath for more than 1 minute? I don't think so, right? So you have to breathe in and you breathe out. When you breathe out, somebody else will breathe it in. That's gross, right? But yes, that's the truth. We're in the closed room. Even, you know, if we are in the open room, the air will be mixed up, but we still breathe somebody else's air. Yes? You see this? So if you don't see it, we try to smoke, you see. When you smoke, you know, there's some smoke. When you smoke, and sometimes you can see it, and you see suddenly, you know, some people inhale it. Especially in the small room. Like, you know, you go to a bar, some people, ooh, it's all over. So people, you know, inhale, you know, the other people's breath. Everybody, you know, is interrelated. Everything is interrelated and endlessly. The fourth characteristic, different progression from cause and effect. So that's easy to understand. If I talk, this machine will record it. So it records right away, right? I can put in pause, I can replay it now. And I see it, I hear it. So the cause and effect is not too far away. But like, you know, we take back, you know, the example of the orange seed. I plant an orange seed. I expect many years to get orange fruit, right? Or if you plant rice, you expect at least, you know, 4 months to 6 months to sometimes 1 year to harvest the rice. Some plants, you know, you can put the seed down, like, you know, some annual, some flower plants. You can plant it, you know, and you expect it really good, really fast. Like, you know, these flower plants which die and sprout, spring out the seeds, and next season, you know, you can have more plants. But like, you know, the seed of lotus, you know, the lotus flower, the seed of lotus, if you have the ripened seed, you try to plant it, it never sprouts. Have you tried before? Try it. And it takes many years, you know, for it to sprout. Okay, so in fact, you know, people propagate the lotus by digging in the roots. And the lotus seed, you know, can be kept for many hundred years. In fact, you know, they have replanted, you know, some lotus seed found in some coffin of Chinese people, where they died, you know, hundreds of years ago. They were buried with some flowers. They spread, you know, the lotus seed in, and then these lotus seed, they try to plant them, and they sprout after like 500 years. The progression from cause to effect is either slow or fast. Not only, you know, the material things, the concrete thing, but the non-concrete thing, like something you do bad, something you do good, it takes many years to happen. Sometimes. And you be careful with this, because that's what you know, the Buddha taught us. I was surprised, because sometimes, you know, I hear some kids talk about something. His or her parents already forgotten. Someday you'll be parent. So I talk to you about this right now, because many parents, you know, don't understand that. They talk in front of the kids, you know, about something they shouldn't, or they did something they shouldn't. Like, you know, they hit the kids, you know, that's easy, right? They was angry, they was upset about something. They, okay, go away. I don't want to talk to you now. That's it. Say, oh, big deal. But then, you know, 10 years later, 20 years later, the kids, you know, suddenly talk, Dad, you remember? I was good at school. The teacher got me an A, a star. I was happy. I come home, try to show it to you, and suddenly you tell me, go away. I was surprised. I didn't know. What did I do wrong? And then the parent, you know, becomes surprised too, because he doesn't remember that at all. You see, someday you'll be parent, and now, you know, you'll be, you know, some people in life. Everything you do, anything you do, you know, will have some action in on other people. So there was some Buddhists saying, they say that whenever you pick up a rose, you make all the winds, you know, move, all the airs move. Including, you know, the faraway stars from the galaxies. You say, oh, big deal. I pick up just a rose. How can, you know, it can make all these galaxy move or stars move? You see, but everything is interrelated. Sometimes we don't understand that. Like I just told you about the breath in, breath out like that. So that's how they got the chicken flu, right? Yeah, so that's the reason why you see all these people in Asia, they put the mask on when they drive on the street, because of the air we breathe in, breathe out. So everything is interrelated. The progression, you know, is like, you know, slow or fast. I just gave you an example of a slow result. So that explains also why, you know, you see that in the life of the Buddha, we learn about that, there was 10 incidents. When the Buddha, you know, was like, you know, hit by a stone, you remember that? When the Buddha, you know, was like, you know, obligated to eat oatmeal, I mean oat. Not oatmeal, oatmeal should taste better, but oat. Oat, that's for like a horse. You can try to cook it, you see. The oat, you know, you cook it. See, when they make the oatmeal, they have, you know, to take off the husk, and then they have to crush it. The oatmeal you have eaten, right? So then they have to crush it, so you can eat them. You can digest it. Otherwise, you know, the oat, you know, is like a hog, and you cannot digest it. But even the Buddha, he had to eat that, you know, for 3 months. The Buddha Shakyamuni. You learn about his story. Like, you know, also the headache, 10 incidents like this. Because in his previous life, you know, he did something. It takes many years. And when we read about this sutra, you see, there's a sutra I just put in the library about this Ngodak. This Ngodak, he's like, you know, big monk, most venerable monk, very, you know, good and very renowned. But then, you know, someday he suddenly, you know, has a kind of, you know, tumor on the thigh, big tumor, big like a coconut. So then, you know, he went. Have you heard about that story? No? Oh, learn about that. That's the whole sutra about that. So then he said, hey, bye-bye to the king, because he was a monk to the king. So then he said, that, oh, I cannot do anything now in the court. He went back to the forest, and then, you know, he met with some monk. And some monk, suddenly, you know, the monk said, you go to that stream and try to wash it with some water. So he went to that stream, he washed it with some water. And then the tumor, you know, changed into the face of a human and laughed to him. And then, you know, he suddenly understand, because many years, you know, so many lives before, he was like, you know, a big general. And, you know, as a general, you know, he had, you know, to fight, right? And then he killed someone, you know, by hitting him. And this, you know, was his general. But you see, sometimes, you know, we can, you know, pardon, or we can, you know, just apply the rule. And he applied the rule too harsh. And he killed that guy. So this guy, you know, tried to fight him back many years, I mean many lives later on, to produce that. So then, you know, that's what they call, that's in the story, okay? Believe it or not, you can be materialist. You don't believe in anything. No God, you know, no monster thing, good. Okay, good for you. But you can be careful, because they do exist in life. Someday, you know, you can have some, what we call by our body experience. You have to learn about that, so you can understand that. And then you understand that we do have a soul. That is, you know, some spiritual things you don't know yet. Like you see, our mind, you know, is not that smart anyway. Our intelligence is very limited. I just explained to you. Tell me, what's first, the chicken or the egg? Nobody can answer. I tell you what, nobody can answer that. So then there's like a million of other questions like that. We don't understand. But if you don't understand, just say, okay, this I don't understand. I try to find it out. If you just think that, oh, that's nothing. Some people created. Oh, no, that was just, you know, because of the blast of the sun, there was some radiation, and then something, you know, a rock, you know, will happen to become like a transform into an egg. Believe it if you want, but basically, see, there are a lot of things we still don't understand. The progression from the cause to effect. Be careful. Because see, that is why the Buddha taught us about that. If we don't believe in it, we will do bad things with it. What the heck? I do it? So nobody can do anything for me. That explains why, you know, all these kids, you know, come to the school, you know, and shoot everyone else. They don't understand about that. Because if they do really understand about that, they know that if I do something good, I will receive something good. If I do bad things, I must be punished. If we understand that, we act better. So now, you know, we go into the analyzing behavior of cause and effect in real life. Now we see the characteristic of cause and effect. Now, applying to the real life, does this really happen? You just ask, right? Does it really happen? Because sometimes you think that, oh, some guy, you know, he never bought the lottery. Now, you know, he just buy one beer and he get 100 million. So then what's the cause and effect in there? You don't understand. Analyzing the behavior of cause and effect in real life. This cause and effect is present in the inanimate things, in plants, in animal, in human. That is no universal. So that is to emphasize that this law, cause and effect, apply to everything. Inanimate thing, like water, you see, like the water. The normal water, you have a bowl of water or a glass of water. You put in here, it's like a cool water, that's it. But if you heat it, pour it in a pan and heat it, what will happen? It become hot, right? It boils, it become hot. Now, the same water before, you know, you can touch it, now you can touch it anymore. Now, instead of pouring in the pan and heat it, you put it in the freezer. After like a day, you pull it out, it become ice. And when you touch it, it's cold. Or the water, you know, like in the glass, you see it, clear, good, you can drink it. But now, you know, the same water, now you pour in some water outside, like, you know, a lake. Most of the time, you cannot drink it at all, anymore. So then, well, why? Because the cause and effect, if the water was not heated, it will not become hot. Or the water will not be frozen, it will not become ice. So there's cause and effect in everything. Like, you know, even in the world, we see some volcano. The volcano erupted, you understand why, right? Because there's some magma moving under the earth. So then, you know, it's sprouted out and give it. So in the area where there is thick crust, or the magma there, you know, was not really active, you don't have any volcano. Like, you know, in the Sahara or in Utah, you never see any volcano over there. So in plants, such seeds, such fruit, like we just say, you want to have orange, you have to have orange seed. If you want to plant like this kind of flower, you have to have that kind of seed. That's easy. In animals, the birds and the eggs, that's easy. Like, you know, you have a chicken, the chicken lay an egg, a chicken egg. If you want to have a duck egg, you don't raise the chicken, because you will never get, you know, a duck egg from that. It's easy. In human, bodily and spirituality. Bodily means that I want to have big muscle, like the Terminator. I'll be back. So I try not to eat more, exercise, pump iron, things like this, I'll be back, poop, like this, right? So if I really exercise, I do the workout, and I eat, you know, a lot of proteins, I expect to be big. And now, you know, instead of that, you know, I just lie down, you know, just eat some chips, you know, and then don't do anything. And when I take off my clothes shirt, of course, you know, I don't have any muscle at all, right? So that's bodily. Or, you know, I smoke, like, you know, or locomotives, everything day. I expect to have what? Lung problem, right? Or cancer? Or, see, that's bodily. Or I stay up too late, I expect to be worn out, you know, to be sleepy in school. Spirituality is the same thing. We do good things, we expect good things. If you love people, like, you know, you like humanity, you try to help people, something happened to you, somebody will help you, right? If like, you know, like me, I don't like people. I hate people. I never help anyone. I say, go away, all the time. If something happened to me, they let me rot, right? Nobody's touching me. That's true. So, spirituality is the same thing like this. We do good things, we expect good things. We do bad things, we expect bad things. Not only because of this, but because whenever you do it, you change everything. Everything is interrelated. You produce many causes, many effects, not only one. So then whenever you do good things, you spread out the goodness, you know, to other things. Whenever you do bad things, you even spread out the bad things, you know, to other things. Be careful with that. So, you see, in human, right? So it is universal. The fourth subject now, you know, is the cause and effect in spiritual aspect. Like, you know, this is the last thing, you know, we just say. That is, see, the body, we understand. But the spiritual, the mental things, how does it affect us? in bad behavior and good behavior. Basically, we reap what we sow. Everybody know that, right? That is, see, like greed, anger, ignorance, doubt, conceit, gambling, all these things bad. When we're greedy, we think that, well, I don't hurt anyone, right? Instead of working 8 hours, I work like two shifts, so I get more money. I don't steal from anyone. So how come, you know, it will be bad? First thing, you know, you will be worn out, like I just told you. The law say that, you know, you work only like 8 hours a day. Why? Because they have calculated. They know that if you work more than that, you will not last long. You must have some vacation. You must have like a weekend. And if on the weekend, you know, you do the same thing like on weekdays, sooner or later, you know, you'll be broken. You'll snap. In bad behavior, greed. Or, you know, like, you know, if we do some worse thing, like, you know, stealing from people, killing people for money. You see out there, they do the snatching thing. They kill, even kill people for that. That's crazy. Have you read in the Times Union? Some kids, you know, killing their grandparents, you know, just to get some money from them. They kill them. Bad behavior, greed, anger. These are very, very bad things. Because whenever you become angry, you can commit, you know, a lot of crimes. You can hurt a lot of people. Even if you don't commit any crime, let's say, you know, I'm angry, but I keep it to myself, I don't kill someone. But you see, sometimes when you're angry and some people, like your mom, they say that, honey, go to put the plate on the... Okay. Just like that, you say, I don't hurt anyone. I don't even hurt the table, right? But then, you know, your mind change. That's a big problem. Because whenever our mind change, well, it controls everything. Our mind controls everything. So you remember, we learned about that before. If our mind change to the worst, it will produce worse things, bad things. Whenever you say you think bad, you must act bad. Ignorance. Ignorance means that we don't understand that. And then, you know, that will bring you to what? The doubt. You will not believe in it. Like, you know, your dad say, you need to do good at school, so later on you will have a good life. You say, oh, big deal. I see all these singers, Michael Jackson, he didn't go to school that much, you know, he made a lot of money. So you think that, you know, you can do like this, but remember, that happened once in a million things. That's doubt, ignorance. Ignorance, why? Because it's like, you know, I take another example. Like the example I just gave you about this guy, you know, who just buy some lottery ticket and then get $100 million. And you think, where is the cause and effect? Analyze it. Now, suppose you have a lottery price of like $1 million and you have to one ticket, you know, cost $1. So there must be like a 1 million bill for that. Usually 1 million people buy it. Or like some people can buy a couple of tickets, so less than 1 million people. But there are many people who contribute to this price. 1 million, suppose, you know, one person buy only one bill, one ticket. So you have 1 million people who put in $1 each. So the price will be 1 million. But the winner will not get 1 million. Why? Because of the state, you know, the government will take a part of it. So they will get like $600,000. Now, for the $600,000, they will get only like $400,000, because they will have to pay $200,000 taxes. Income tax, of course. So then, you know, see, 1 million people get put in each one $1. And then the winner will get our $400,000. But still good, right? But then you say that, what will happen? Because you see, everyone in this million has 1 millionth chance. That's it. So then this guy, you know, has also 1 in 1 million chance to get the winning ticket. And then you say that, well, so that's his destiny. Probably, you know, someone, you know, make him do it or receive that. But if you analyze this, this is the good thing with the computer. Listen. Because now, you know, they use the computer. What is a computer? It's just a calculator, right? A fast, very fast, hyper fast, extremely fast calculator. Have you used a calculator before? Electronic calculator? Yes, you just push a 1 million multiplied by like 600,000 and you have something, right? Or have you ever calculated 111111 multiplied by 111111? Have you tried that? What do you get? What do you get? If you really try it, go home, try it. You say you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. You tried before? Never tried. Try it. But basically what I mean is that, you see, the calculator is really fast. Because I remember in my time, when I went to school like you guys, we didn't have any calculator in the time. Of course, there was nothing like chip, no thing, battery like this. So then the teacher, you know, gave us a work, just, you know, do some homework. Like, you know, multiplication, six number to multiply by six other numbers, and they gave us like, you know, five of them, and then spend half an hour. Because you have to do it by hand. But now, you know, you have a calculator, you just bunch it, and you never, you know, fail it, right? By hand, you know, sometimes we make mistake, but with the machine, unless you punch in the wrong number, you don't get the mistake. So the calculator is really fast, hyper fast. Why do I say about that? Because see, you think that there's no relation between this guy getting $1 million. But there's a relation. If you calculate all the risk, all the factors in it, because we say it, we learn about it, that is, you know, many different factors go into that. So like, you know, he must buy this, and then, you know, on this ball, you know, go with that kind of spin, and spin how many times, and is there any air going in? That's not, because it's in a closed space, right? But then, you know, how is the weight of this ball, and how does it spin? Because sometimes, you know, the ball doesn't spin really right. So then if they calculate, they have all these factors, they can predict the result of it. You don't believe it, but just suppose, you know, you see the guy, you know, on the weather channel now. In the time, you know, they couldn't predict it, but now, you know, they predict on Sunday morning, you know, at 5 o'clock, this storm, you know, will hit, will land on this. That was amazing, because in the time, you know, we never could wish for that. People die by million from that. But now they, you know, they calculate before, and then they say the storm, the hurricane, it was coming in, we have to move. We moved before. So the calculation is like that. They can predict it because they see the cause and effect. They see the storm forming in like this. They see the cold wave moving in at what kind of speed. So then, you know, they use the calculator, the computer nowadays, you know, to do all these calculations. So there is the cause and effect and everything. It's speed and effect, good, anger, ignorance, doubt, conceit because of the ignorance. People who really know about something never brag about it. Have you ever noticed it? Only, you know, ignorant people brag about something because they don't know. They think that that's it. That's the end of the world. Nothing else. Nothing above me. So conceit is like this. Why some people don't get conceit? Because they think that, well, they know everything. They go home and they think that they know them more than their parents. Probably in one thing, two things. Because the world changed, but the experience, all the stuff. So the conceit will happen, and that's bad behavior. Gambling, drinking, same thing. In good behavior, reverse of all the stuff. That is, you know, you're not greedy, you're not angry, you try to learn more, you are very humble, very simple, try to learn more, open your mind. So you don't have any more of these stuff. Basically, we reap what we sow. Benefits of applying the cause and effect law. Avoid superstition and wrong belief, increase trust in self, and avoid disappointment in approach. Very good, because if you understand about the cause and effect, we can avoid superstition and wrong belief. Somebody, you know, will say, I'm a big mullah or something, and then I can do everything. I can transform this, you know, into stone. You just believe in me, you know, and then I can give this to you, that to you. You don't believe in him. He must be after something, he might be peddling some snake oil. You understand snake oil? No. Yeah, that means that, you know, he tried to sell you something. What I mean is that he tried to take advantage of you. Because why? The people, you know, who say that he or she, you know, can solve everything. Sometimes, you know, we are not the power of them. Some people, you know, who go into like a Buddhism or some religion, and they say that there are some people, you know, who can perform miracles. Believe in me, you think to me, you see, and then I make you strong. I give you like in 1 year you can get $1 million. Great, you see? Great. Well, you know, bad behavior, great right here. So then, you know, you can get, you think that, well, I believe in him, you know, I can get this. I'm so, you know, so who care about that? Rich people, you know, can always perform better. And if you think about, believe in it, you know, we'll be taken advantage of. Avoid superstition and wrong belief. Like before, one cause cannot produce everything. Increase trust in self. Increase trust in self. Because you see, whatever we do, we will receive effect from it. So then, you know, you have self-trust. You trust in yourself. You don't be like a slave to all the people. Because all the people, they try to put you in the back. That is, they will be the leader. And then they try to make you follow them. Buddhism teaches us to self-rely on us. That is, see, to trust in us. Trust in our mind. Of course, you know, our mind must be clear. But how to do it? We have to practice. We have learned about that before. What it means is that if you really believe in the trust, the cause and effect law, you avoid wrong belief and increase trust in self and avoid disappointment and reproach. That is, like, if you do something bad, you expect to have some bad consequence. So whenever that happens, you know, you don't try to reproach someone else. You don't try to blame on some other people. Because you see, in the world, a lot of people always blame on other people. They never blame themselves. If we do something good, we expect something good. But if we do something bad, we expect to receive something bad. But whenever something bad happens to them, they try to blame on other people. Right away. Now the query, if the cause and effect is universal and just, how come good people still miserable, bad people still opulent? Some lazy guy, you know, he just said that, well, believe in me, I work only 2 hours a week and I have income of $20,000 a month. Have you heard about that? Yeah, a lot of them say that. And you believe in them? Avoid superstition and wrong belief. And you pay them, you know, like $600, $800 to buy on this course. You try to study, and then you go out, you know, try to buy houses. Then you're stuck in it, and you lose more money. That happened to millions of people, you know, already. Different progression, different state of mind, different progression. That is, if you act good, if you go to school, go to work regularly, you don't miss them, you're trying to do good things. When your supervisor told you to do something, you agree with it, do it, good. If you don't want to do it, just say it, like, you know, why. But if you accept it, do it. And then, you know, after a year or so, you expect to receive something, vacation or some money. But sometimes, you know, you work like a hell, and then, you know, you cannot get it there. So different progression means that, you know, sometimes you work for a long time, but then, you know, the reason will come later on. You remember last time we learned about how to fold a t-shirt. You put down a t-shirt, you try to fold it. So you learn in how long? 5 minutes? 5 minutes, you know how to fold a t-shirt. But now, you know, you want to become a doctor. Can you learn in 5 minutes? Forget about it, right? So that's a different. There are different things. If you want to become a doctor, you have to learn a long time, then to practice and to... Different progression is like that. Different thing must progress differently. And different state of mind also. Because sometimes you think that you do good things, but you live in a bad world, in bad company. That's bad. Suppose, you know, like you're very good in physics now. You want to go into a university, get some physics degree. You get it, but then you go back to Jacksonville, and there's no rocket science thing here. Can you find a job? So you have to go to Oakville, go to some place else where they need physicists, right? So then, you know, that different state of mind. That is like that. If you want to become Buddhist, you go to a Buddha temple. You don't go to a church. So different state of mind. Even, you know, if you're a good Buddhist, and you keep on going to the church every week, I don't think you will become a good Buddhist later on. So, cause and effect says such cause, such effect. Why people suffer from all the mistakes? You drive carefully, right? You have good driver's license, you never make a mistake. You get out and some people run, boom, and then you have all this stuff. So I drive carefully, right? I see they did a mistake and they hit my car. And now I have, you know, to missing school, you know, to go for the insurance to do such thing. Why do I have to pay for this guy's mistake, right? Of course, you know, some insurance pay for me, but I still miss class, or I still waste my time. So we explain about the individual karma and common karma. We learn about that later. Individual karma is like if you say the cause and effect of individual. That is like you just say, I plant orange seed, I expect to receive orange plant. Now, I have an orange seed. I go to the rice paddy, you know what is a paddy? Okay, I go to rice paddy, I plant the orange seed in it. Do I expect to have orange plant later? Don't think so. So then, you know, that's what we call by common karma. That explains, like, you know, in the time, you know, in Vietnam there was war. A lot of people, you know, good people, they didn't do anything, they were killed, their house were burned. We call that, that's common karma. That is, you know, when a lot of different people, many factors concur to it. And if they have bad karma, you receive also bad karma. That is the reason why, you know, always people say that you have to frequent good people. You make friends with only good people. Avoid the bad people. Because if you frequent them, you won't get into it. Like a room. You go into the temple, you burn some incense. Many people burn more incense. You smell the incense. And if you go to trash bin, you smell the trash. So that is the same thing. Whenever you frequent good people, you will act good or you will receive good consequence. That is the reason why you need to go to the temple. You need to listen to the monks. If you cannot, go home, try to read the books, the Buddhist book, the explanation of them, or listen to them. Individual karma and common karma. That explains about it. You see, like, you know, if you're not here, now you're in like Uganda. What do you expect? That's a bad thing now, right? Remember, you know it now? That's not very good. So then try to remember that individual karma and common karma. Now conclusion, try to apply the cause and effect law into our daily life, especially spreading good seed. Because if you understand that, good seed, you know, will produce good effects. Bad seed will produce bad effects. We will try to apply, as a Buddhist, and we have to apply the common law, I mean the cause and effect law, into our daily life. That's it for today. It's late. Nguyện đem công đức này hướng về khắp tất cả đệ tử và chúng sinh đều trọn thành Phật đạo.